I myself have never landed on the other bank, the bank on which the house stands. You have to cross the lake first, and it is well guarded. I fear that more than one of those old men, old scene-shifters, old door-shutters, who have never been seen again, were simply tempted to cross the lake. It is terrible. I myself would have been nearly killed there, if the monster had not recognized me in time. One piece of advice, sir, never go near the lake. And above all, shut your ears if you hear the voice singing under the water, the siren's voice. But then, what are we here for? Asked Raoul in a transport of fever, impatience, and rage. If we can do nothing for Christine, at least let me die for her. The Persian tried to calm the young man. We have only one means of saving Christine Daae, believe me, which is to enter the house unperceived by the monster. And is there any hope of that, sir?
Ah, if I had not that hope, I would not have come to fetch you.
How can one enter the house on the lake without crossing the lake? From the third cellar, from which we were so unluckily driven away. We will go back there now. I will tell you, said the Persian with a sudden change in his voice. I will tell you the exact place, sir. It is between a set piece and a discarded scene from Bois de Laure, exactly at the spot where Joseph Bouquet died. Come, sir, take courage and follow me. And hold your hand at the level of your eyes. But where are we? The Persian lit his lamp again and flung its rays down two enormous corridors that crossed each other at right angles. We must be, he said, in the part used more particularly for the waterworks. I see no fire coming from the furnaces. He went in front of Raoul, seeking his road, stopping abruptly when he was afraid of meeting some waterman. Then they had to protect themselves against the glow of a sort of underground forge, which the men were extinguishing, and at which Raoul recognized the demons whom Christine had seen at the time of her first captivity. In this way they gradually arrived beneath the huge cellars below the stage. They must at this time have been at the very bottom of the tub, and at an extremely great depth, when we remember that the earth was dug out at 50 feet below the water that lay under the whole of that part of Paris. All the water had to be exhausted in the building of the opera. To give an idea of the amount of water that was pumped up, I can tell the reader that it represented the area of the courtyard of the Louvre and a height half as deep again as the towers of Notre Dame. And nevertheless, the engineers had to leave a lake. The Persian touched a partition wall and said, "If I'm not mistaken, this is a wall that might easily belong to the house on the lake." He was striking a partition wall of the tub, and perhaps it would be as well for the reader to know how the bottom and the partition walls of the tub were built.